At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's going on, y'all? I know you are surprised if you're on YouTube seeing my face again. And if you're listening and you got that notification that there's a new Bar Podcast episode, yes, that is true. Man, in between the one I made with Virgil, a lot has happened. We actually spent almost the whole time talking about G3, and most of you know that are listening, there's no longer a G3 conference this year that I know of. I mean, there may be something else going on, but the event that we talked about on that podcast is no longer the case. And actually, Virgil is no longer at G3. He has found a new place where I'm so proud of that guy. So excited for him and just the many doors that have opened in the time where, you know, it was a little shaky, you know, just to be real. So I'm trying to figure something out. So actually, there is an actual episode. This isn't me rambling, and that'll start after this intro. I have my homeboy T Barlow on. I went really nostalgic. You know, I have Virgil, T Barlow, some of the founding guys when it comes to just the bar network movement. Those guys go with me all the way back to Be Not Deceived. We'll talk about that during the podcast. But there's a few things I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about. I don't know if I want to do like a grand finale, you know, end of the podcast era by Bar Podcast, which is pretty much there. But I don't know if I want to record like a final episode or a final few episodes. I don't know. I do enjoy the conversations and talking, and I'm just wondering, like, if it was just me, and this is your opportunity to give me some feedback. But if it was just me, just coming to you, you know, being candid, potentially, you know, I don't know, like, just talking, man. I just talking, you know, maybe is that, I don't know if that's something you guys are interested in. If, you know, I could turn this, there's a lot of people that subscribe to this channel. If I can turn it in a different direction, you know, I do have another podcast that I am a part of that I started called For Truth, and actually dropped some episodes on this channel, on this network, on this actual feed. We definitely need to get the For Truth guys back together. As anybody knows, it's tough to get guys back together, but that might come on this feed, this RSS feed, and I might come and just talk, man. So listen, I just put my email address in the description. If you think, hey, you know, Dwayne, I would listen. I would want to hear what you got going on and see if you can find some guests, or, you know, I would, you know, just let me know, send me an email. I'll definitely read it, respond, and figure something out. Also, while I got you on, man, I see this hat. This hat is actually one of my new creations. You guys know I love a hat. Also, we got shirts, but I call it the blood hat. If you are interested in that, also hit me in the email and we'll get you squared away. I do have a website for that, for the gear. Let me see if I can put it down here as well. I'll put it in here together. Let's see. But I do have a website, but if you want to just hit me up straight up, that is cool too. I will respond and we'll get you straight, man. So, all right, I think that's it. So the website is covered.printful.me, or you can shoot me an email if you're interested in the hat and the shirt. We got different styles, colors, whatever. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy the show. We love the feedback. Like I said, I might just get on here and ramble, even if y'all don't like it. No, I'm just kidding. All right, till next time. Peace.
Yeah. The Bar Podcast. Biblical reform, let's go. Yeah, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities, and the burbs, and everything. We challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, yo, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. Yo, this is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. Yeah, this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah. The nations. Welcome to the modern reformation. Yeah.
My bad. What's up, everybody?
I'm about to say it. Wait, am I here by myself? I'm going to have to run this show. I can do it.
We talk about it. We literally just talked about the man behind the scenes. And
yeah, like I said, it happens. I was just sitting there, I got nervous.
Like, wait a minute.
and I'm so used to just starting to just talk when that happens.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I started to.
And then I know. Listen,
Barlow. I'm like this close.
I know you was ready to kick it in, man. So what's up, y'all, man? First of all, I know you're looking at your phone, you're looking at your Facebook page. You're like, what is going on? This bar podcast that I thought was long gone, laid to the side, is actually popping up in my news feed and my notifications again, man. So it really is God's providence, man. I reached out to Virgil and I reached out to Barlow. Which are two pivotal parts of this movement, man. And so before we get into it, I'm going to let those that don't know, the guy that does the introduction for not only this podcast, but a lot of podcasts and so much more and so much more and so much more. My brother, T. Barlow, brother, introduce yourself, my friend.
Yo, grace and peace, T. Barlow, one of the original, we go back, it started with Dwayne from BND. Into what this morphed into the Bar Podcast, Biblical Reform. Used to be the host of Biblical and Reform Spitters, you know, where like around that time, man, you was hearing some of the greatest of that era in Christian hip hop. And now just pastoring, just came off my second year pastoring. Still doing music. You can Google T. Barlow, you'll find me somewhere. Whether it be Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Bandcamp. I'm going to tell y'all to go right now. Go to Bandcamp. Bandcamp. you'll get everything on Bandcamp. Husband, married one of the original BND members. We have a couple of BND babies.
BND babies.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going on our 11th year, man.
That's blessing, brother.
11 years of a honeymoon and so forth. And yeah, I don't know what else to say, man. Working to the praise of God's glorious grace, man. Like I'm you have a bivocational pastor. I think I'm like a quad vocational, I'm pastoring. Uh-huh. I serve as a chaplain through Release Incorporated, in which I go into for lack of a better phrase, it's a group home, but it's a placement for at-risk boys. I do that on Fridays for about a good 4 hours. But my main bread and butter right now, because pastoring, you know, I don't make a whole lot of money pastoring. My main bread and butter is coming from working at the Nebraska Correctional Youth Facility as the religious coordinator there. And then also I am one-third of the ownership of a business called Seniors Helping Seniors. And that's where we hire senior citizens to go and do home care for other senior citizens and so forth. And so that's what I need to try to stay afloat.
No, that's fire, man. That's fire. So many directions I want to go, brother. Me and Barlow, like you mentioned, like just the testament of him being married for 11 years, that lets you know how long we've been doing this thing, man. How long we've been at this thing. And it started straight through social. Never met this brother. I think you had like a video or something, and like we reached out, and like so much has like spawned from that, man. So many relationships, you know, a marriage, kids. Like kids have been produced from a connection, man, from way back, brother.
Yeah, that is providence of God, man. Like, yeah, like seriously, yo.
It's amazing, man. But you know, it's so funny, man, because you know, I was gonna make the joke you were saying how, you know, pastor's not making enough money yet. I was going to tell you, I can help you, brother. Like starting this Sunday, this is what you need to do. Listen up. Mm-hmm. close the doors. Close the doors. I promise.
I am so mad because I have my ears perked too. It's like, oh,
man, this be good. I promise. You close them doors, brother. You can be a full-time pastor if you close those doors, brother. Listen.
Oh my goodness.
Man. But you know what? That's it. I'm actually glad I went that way because that's where we started, bro. Like we started calling out fake, you know, fake preachers. Yeah. We started calling out, you know, people that were fleecing the sheep, you know, taking advantage. And that was our beginning, man. So, man, for those that don't know, I don't think I ever heard this from you, Barlow, because we kind of was on this trek, man. What put you in that mind frame to be bold enough to start standing up for that? This, you know, because I know for a long time, you know, people like don't do. What was that process like for you?
Yeah, man. You know, that's a good question. You know, what happened was, so, you know, I grew up in the church, mm-hmm. right? But I was one of those, I was hokey pokey with my Christianity.
He's a hokey pokey.
Yeah, you know, but like, really, like, I saw G. Craig Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to Omaha. I was like in one of the front rows or whatever. And his Truth Behind Hip Hop thing really kind of catapulted me into this kind of like discernment ministry phase, so to speak, right? And that's kind of what did it. Now, mind you, though, here's the interesting thing piece about that. I grew to be real legalistic without even having a full understanding of the gospel
of how it worked. Talk about it.
You know, and so whereas God used G. Craig Lewis in a mighty way, it still also kind of led me to kind of a toxicity with my interactions with people within the church and outside of the church. Mm-hmm. Like there was this zeal without knowledge.
Yes, absolutely.
And within BND, I think we were hitting on some very important subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still lacking grace.
Yep.
I was still lacking some, certain theological truths that really needed to be addressed and so forth. But it started with the G Craig, like his boldness inspired me to be bold. And then like I ended up coming across other bold preachers like Paul Washer, like a Bodie Bacham, you know, and even John MacArthur, you know, like R.C. Sproul, like these guys were bold. But then I began to realize like, and this is kind of what led us to hit it, which is crazy. I think like you and I were kind of like reforming around the same time, like with our own little personal journeys. But it was like and to the point to where really, when it comes out of there, like the original like BND like team, like I think like you and I mean my wife, but she's like, you know, she's background, you know, so more, but like really, like we're the last few, the last two, really, from the original group, that original group. Shout out to everybody from that original group. I don't want to start calling names, lest I forget. But like we started, like, I don't know what it was, like we were hearing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beginning to make sense to us. We begin to see like, oh snap! And for me, what led me into to this biblical reform piece was just like, hey, I'm doing really good at exposing the sin, right? But I'm not doing that great of a job at exposing the gospel, bringing light to the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so like, yeah, man, like that's why I say like you were a providential piece in my life, in my spiritual walk, which I thank God for you. And I just need to make sure that you know that.
Oh man, appreciate that, brother. Like it was the same because I immediately was feeling like an alien again. You know, you know how you find out something is like, you know, I'm in this weird space because, you know, it was the whole G. Craig Lewis thing on my side as well. But you know, when the reform thing started happening, it was like, okay, I'm real. Am I alien again? And we kind of like, you know, like, What do you think about? And it was like, oh, okay, we're in the same boat, man. I remember even asking you that, like, you know, I've been looking at this. What do you think about this? And then you was like, bro, I'm here already. Like, I'm trying to.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I will say this much, like around the same time, like Christy.
Yeah.
Like she was kind of going through the same thing. And really, like, that was my fault. Like, I mean, my fault. I want to say my fault. I'm not trying to take glory for it. But what I mean is, it's like, because what happened was, I started listening, because with G Craig, it was like, man, I ain't listening to no rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I really listened to the regular guy, because G Craig had me like mad at like everybody. In the
everybody.
Guy, right? And so like, but like, I ended up coming across a Bizzle song, mm-hmm. which is that Dear Hip Hop. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, this doesn't sound wicked at all.
Mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm.
And then I think my first Shylin song was With All My Mind. And I think Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Had kind of put us on the game to that. So I started thinking, yo, this doesn't sound wicked. And then mm-hmm. I heard The Greatest Story Ever Told by Shylin. I was like, yo, mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'm sold, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
so I started looking for more Shylin and listening to more Shylin. And then there was this song called Mission Accomplished.
Yep.
And Mission Accomplished wrecked me theologically. Because hindsight being 2020, I see now, I think he was making John Owens argument mm-hmm. from the depth of death, but like, just I remember hearing that song, and I remember talking to Christy, and I was like, hey, I was like, you know, this whole thing about Calvinism and you know, saying, and limited atonement, and I remember her saying, like, yeah, man, that doesn't sound biblical. I say, yeah, you're right, it doesn't, but here's this argument here, right? Mm-hmm. And start mm-hmm. talking about, like, well, you know, like, we always say God can do anything but fail.
Mm-hmm.
So if his intention was to try to save everybody and he doesn't, did he fail?
Mm. There you go.
And I remember Christy going like, and at that point, it's like, man, like, no, hold on. Like, and so for me, what it was, it's like, I said, okay, I got to calm down here. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at the other side's argument. Cause at the time, the other side's argument was the Reformed argument.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at that. And I'm going to use that. I'm going to argue against where I stand. I'm going to see if there's holes in my argument. And what I come to find is that, like, the way that I believed about the gospel, there was some inconsistencies there. Whereas mm-hmm. with a biblical reform doctrine, I was like, okay, I see now. And then the cage stage, you know. So like, no, it's been an immaculate journey, which, you know, I told you yesterday. That I've started to write a book based on the music.
We're gonna get there.
When we come back to it, I actually touch on all of that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. We're gonna get there, B. We're gonna get there. But no. So to one correction to your story, it was actually Adam that put us on Shylin.
Was it Adam? Okay.
Yeah, it was Adam. Yeah, it was Adam that put us
Adam
on Shylin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See him on online from now and then.
That was because that's who put me on. And then, because I remember listening and being like, "This, like, I love the flow and the theology." And I was like, "I don't know about this predestination stuff," but you know, you know, it took a while, you know, and it was playing. So that is just amazing just to hear your story, because again, it lines up so much with mine and just the journey of this and how we all set this up, but. You know, it's I'm gonna take you back, brother.
Okay.
You know, the day that I really figured out that you were like a legit artist, rapper, was that time there was a challenge and Antwar did it and you did it and y'all asked me to do it and I bombed it and I was like, oh, these boys can rap for real. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. Yeah, that was, I forgot all about that. Yeah. Oh, I hope that video resurfaced.
Oh, no, it needs to be deleted wherever it is. It needs, I was like, oh, these boys ain't playing. Like, this is art right here. Like, so that was like the moment I was, and it was so funny because y'all was so nice. Y'all was like, "Hey, man, you know, so you don't rap, okay? It's all good. No worries. No, you got the podcast thing, bro. You good?
Yeah. I'm glad you know. I'm glad you know your lane. Because there's some cats who don't rap, but they be trying to rap. You need to be like, yeah, praise God that you know. Like, man, this is tough
call right here. Absolutely, man. Yeah. And also to go back before, because I know where I want to go, but I want to go back also for me. With the transition as far as like discernment, you know, to just, you know, gospel centered, you know, biblical ideology, to me it was the inconsistency on the entertainment. And I always talk about this with my homeboys, like, okay, we can't listen to hip-hop, but we can watch this movie Transformers. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're saying the same words, just not to a beat.
Right.
You know? And so that was, I just wanted to throw that out because I always tell my homeboys about that. Like, that inconsistency was the rabbit hole for me to kind of get out of, not necessarily get out of discernment, but just, you know, have a more balanced approach to it. Yeah. And then, you know, you talked about we calling out the sins over here and we pointing, we finding all these sins. But then you remember, you remember like this sin, right? This wretched, this wretched man that I am, you know, that I'm always dealing with. I'm always killing. I'm always trying to slay, you know, and that's where that doctrine really brings that up, you know, that you have to deal with it. And when you look at it from that standpoint, then the grace goes up, like, okay, you know, he graced me. I'm gracing you.
Right.
My grace is extended to you as well.
Indeed. Yeah, because it causes you to now not bring a soft approach to sin, but bring a loving, direct approach to sin.
Mm-hmm.
I say, like, listen, man, it's not that I think that I'm up here and you're down here. It's like, yo, we're all standing in the need of the salvation that comes by Christ alone. And yet we have this means of grace within the fellowship.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at to hold each other accountable and to help each other as we walk this Christian walk.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. Absolutely. So, all right, brother. You got something that you're working on that we are excited about. You know, the book. I can't tell you, like, when you said it, I was like, man, this is God's problem, man. I had no idea. Like, I literally just reached out to you because I was like, man, this would be really cool to talk. So talk to me, man. What is this project? You know, people gonna put a time. Look, people gonna put a time stamp on you now.
Yeah, they are now.
Put it out there.
Pressure's on now, right? So, I first of all, it needs to be known that when I do albums, I do concept albums.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. And funny thing is, it's not that I set out to do a concept album. It's just that's what it always grows and morphs into.
Mm.
So my first full fledged Christian album was called The Life of My Story.
Mm-hmm.
The premise behind it is it's basically showing, it's dealing with the fact that the biblical truth that we were dead in sin,
right,
but we were made alive in Christ. Like, I'd have no story if it was not for the life-giving power of Christ. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it was a gospel-centered, Christ-centered project in which each song dealt with some aspect of the gospel. And the life-giving power that the gospel provides, even in terms of application, in terms of, you know, and just in terms of doctrine, whatever. And so originally when I was doing the album, as I was recording, I was like, man, I think I might want to put some Bible studies to this. So, because one of the things I knew right away, I am not your play T Barlow at the party type of guy, you know, play T Barlow at the skating rink. Like, no, T Barlow is like grab you something to drink, or if you smoke cigars, if that's your thing, whatever, sit down, put on an album, maybe crack open your Bible and sit and listen. Maybe it's your road trip. Let me just ride while I'm riding. Let me listen to it. That's the type of album. This is a sit down and listen album. These are not club bangers.
right.
You know, and so forth. And so I remember thinking like of creating like a study guide to go along with it, like when I first did it, and I actually never did. But I've toyed with this idea. And so I actually, with all the albums and like whether it be the underground mixtapes, I got ideas for books because they're all concepts albums,
gotcha,
concept projects. And it's like, yo, like because where I'm sitting at now, I realized like, man, it's almost like I built the world. And what I mean by that is it's like, because I watch a lot of anime and so forth and read a lot, as you can see, comic books and stuff in my background and all that. It's like I built this world, so to speak, where it's like, you know, you have these different albums, but they all fit within the same context of this sovereign God, this sinful man, and this sufficient Christ. And so I was like, yo, okay. So I can actually create like a complete like I actually have a series of books. And so this first book is called The Life of My Story, a theological treatise on the doctrines of grace through lyrical testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to I started off by saying, if one is not careful, he or she could easily make the mistake of thinking this book is about me. Spoiler alert, it isn't. In fact, I grow tired of the notion that the power of the gospel message lies in our testimonies. In a society where people are adamant about promoting their truth, we've created a socially acceptable narcissism, one that's applauded even as it declares the villain of the story to be the hero. So then what is the truth? The truth is, I am the villain in this story. I am the rebel. I am the lawbreaker. I am the hard-headed. I am the stiff-necked. I am the pervert. I am the thief. I am the liar. I am the cheater. I am the profane. I am the backstabber. I am the addict. I am the drunkard. I am the womanizer. I am the hustler. I am the conspirator. I am not the center of the story. I am the center of the story. And so from there,
You got to end it with, you're not David.
Yeah.
You're not David, bro.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I take some painstakingly great lengths to go to say, like, listen, you're not to read this to look at me as an example, as the high level example. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's Christ who mm-hmm. is at the center of all of this. And what this does is, man, like, it gives people an opportunity now, because here's what happens, and there was another Christian artist who's been talking about this lately. KRS-One, to quote a heathen, said rap is he said rap is what you do, hip hop is what you live. Right now, remember, right. G. Craig Lewis had us thinking that hip hop was just straight to mind, but like, no, in the context of Christian living, hip hop is all about lifestyle. So Christian hip hop should really be about the Christian lifestyle, right? So like, you have your praise and your worship, which is really about like the emotion, mm-hmm. right? Which is what a lot of people love. You know, like, emotion is where it's at in the churches, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like art that talks about the lifestyle, like that's almost foreign mm-hmm. and like a new concept in a sense, which is why Christian hip hoppers are often looked at it as second class citizens in the gospel industry, or even in the church, really, right? And so this deals with the lifestyle, but what happens is oftentimes a lot of your Christian rappers, and I mean this with the utmost respect, they really do like this humble brag sort of thing, as opposed to mm-hmm. really taking the time out to bring forth doctrine. Not all of them, right? Lyrical theology, because when we first came in with Shylin, we were hearing some lyrical theology with him, with Timothy Brenda, with mm-hmm. with Humble Beat. You know, we were being taught through the rhymes. Whereas now it's all about, you know, flossing for Christ or whatever that, being swagged out saints, you know, whatever, I don't know. And so stuff gets lost. Mm-hmm. And so what it is I'm taking each song and I put the lyrics up and like, you know, look, and then now I'm gonna break it off either by bar or by scribe scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the stuff that you may have missed when you were listening to the song, if you ever listened to the song, or stuff that you may have missed if you ever seen me perform the song, now you get a chance to kind of like zoom in. So let me give you an example. Like, for example, I have the song called Witness. And I start the song off with, make a lecker high, make a hiney, hiney ho, stuff the magical, that is grace and election, be like IBM compatible. Now, taking that scheme right there, And you look at the, like, that opening line, mecha lecha high, mecha honey honey ho. You know where that comes from?
It's like either a cartoon or something. It's something like that. I remember hearing it.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
There you go. Yes, there you go.
Yeah, the genie. Yeah. From Pee-wee's Playhouse, right? But why would I start off with that? Well, a couple of reasons. For one, this is hip hop, because it goes mecha lecha high, mecha honey honey ho. You know, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a little hip hop thing, right? But then I'd be like, it's nothing magical that is grace and election, be like God being compatible. What I'm doing is now, it's like, hey, God is not somebody up there working magic.
Mm.
We're talking about an all-powerful God
here,
you know, and his grace and his election like goes hand in hand like peas and carrots. You know, this is something that a sovereign God is working from his power, not from some conjuring. It's not about magic. It's not about mysticism. It's not about esoteric. Like, no, it's, you know, it's, so it's like I'm taking time to like really like flesh these things out and say, like, yo, I have a biblical reason for this. I had this other scheme, and this is the only other scheme I'm going to give you, where I say we were falling in our natural life, Bokeem Woodbine, we just can't get right. We never had good minds, and we hated the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my friends, like, they never really caught that. We're mm-hmm. falling in our natural life. You know, the movie starring Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
And then you had Bokeem Woodbine, which people like to call Evil Dave Chappelle, right?
yeah.
yeah.
Can't get right.
He played Can't Get Right. We were uh-huh. falling in our natural life. Bokeem Woodbine, we just can't get right. We mm-hmm. never had good minds. Mm-hmm. And we hated the light under which the truth shine. You'll imagine our plight, the letters to the cross with an immaculate sight given by amazing grace. He is our lamp in the night. You know what I mean? And so it is. And I just take the time to really take those schemes
mm-hmm.
and then show where in scripture I'm pulling this from and then flesh that out. So there's some exegesis taking place mm-hmm. over the text. Where I'm taking time to say, hey, listen, we see this scripture right here. You probably heard it in church. Maybe you didn't. But here's the context to that scripture now. Mm-hmm. Here's what the author intended us to hear. So, like, yeah, that's what this book is. And I'm doing it in such a way to where, like, a layman can pick it up and understand exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
And the way I'm structuring this book is, like, in the introduction, I spend time in the introduction telling my story for context for the music, and then breaking down the doctrines of grace. Mm-hmm. So, like, yes, I actually hit on the tulip and just take the time to explain that. And I do that because if you make it through the introduction, the rest of the book, you don't have to read chapter 1, 2, 3, you know, go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, like in order. You can actually pick up, like, there may be a particular song that you like that you want to know more about. You can open up, as long as you've read the introduction, you can open up the chapter on that particular song and know exactly, you know, because it's not like building blocks after that point. The introduction does all the building. After that, it's man, you can pick up anywhere you want to. And I'm doing that by design so that you can you can either sit and read it page by page, which would be great, or you can go to, you know, whatever song you're interested in knowing more about and get fed that way. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about that. And
I love it, fam. I love it. The bar folks that might still be around that still know me know that that, you know, I'm not the avid reader, but I'm getting that, and that just the way you break down how it's going to relate to the tracks, that in itself is fire, man. Like I'm excited for you. I mean, you got to do it now. There ain't no backing out, Barlow. I'm just going to tell you, ain't no backing out on it, man. So
I take time, like every night I sit and I work. Every night I take a little time to I'm hoping. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I got goals. I got goals to have it done before midsummer. At least have it finished, like fully written, and then we'll see. You know, it's my first time writing a book. I don't know what it takes. You know,
I love it.
I think when I get enough of a draft up, I definitely may, like, I don't know how, like, I may send you like a chapter or something.
Just
to read, and you know, so that way, you know, like when I get the book printed, you can, you know, you can have your little comments on the back.
Okay.
The way.
Kasi did that for me. Like, Kasi sent me the rough draft and let me. Yeah, I'm on the back of a book somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah.
Bro, definitely.
I love to get Virgil and Daryl.
You already know. Absolutely,
you know,
fam.
Put it in the hands of some people.
And yeah,
you,
man.
I'm gonna say you still good with what's his name from Wretched?
Oh, you talking about Ty For Real?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I got his number somewhere.
Yeah. Like Ty, I got a book for you.
Listen, real talk. When you're ready, because my Rolodex is crazy, man. I've been doing this. I mean, we just talked about it over 10 years, man. So
it's crazy how it just grew like into mm-hmm. like the network, and then like now I see people, man, like who are part like right now, like even like Chris Kada, like the way he's been going strong, and his All Things Theology right now is I love watching this show. I was watching it yesterday. I was like, man, he just have good shows and good sound bites and stuff.
He has really good content. Another one that is kind of a you know, blowing up is April.
Yeah.
April. Because April, a lot of people don't know, man. April had no intentions to podcast. And I had her and Christy, like, I was trying to get them off the ground and running, man. Because I knew that concept would work.
Yeah.
And and she told me, like, you know, after the fact, she's like, you know, you're pushing back then and always believing in me, you know, all, you know, that's some of the things that encouraged me to move forward, man. And she's been killing the game.
Yeah, you know? I know that there's some folks who don't like her, but you can't be mad that she be out there saying right stuff. Like, oh, bro, what can you say?
I mean, you know.
What Bodie said, you can't say amen. Gotta say ouch.
Gotta say ouch, man. Gotta say ouch. Yeah, no, man. It's amazing to see. And man, this almost feel like the finale tour or something, man. We just talking and reminiscing. Did the same thing with Virgil yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, yeah, man. It was really good, man. So, Barlow, I'm getting ready to close this thing out, brother. Thank you for coming on, man. I know you're super busy. You got 5 jobs like a Jamaican, and you're writing a book.
Look at old lazy boy. I only got 2 jobs. Yeah. Hey, somebody in the comments on the Being Not Deceived, Jonah, my man Jonah, there is a song dropping tonight with me on there.
Nice.
It's called I Wish That I Could Tell It. And I have a particular mix. He's dropping his mix tonight and so forth, man. So just y'all follow me, you'll find it and so forth. And like, yeah, so shout out to Solomonic Journey.
Okay. That's
his name. And yeah, man, a lot of exciting things.
Actually, you know what, Barlow? If you got a few more minutes,
mm-hmm.
I wanna ask you your thoughts on this, because this recently, so you know, everybody might know, you know, I went through this whole bodybuilding thing and, you know,
yeah, you ripped.
I spent hours at the gym.
You're
and
jacked now. Yeah.
And so the rebelliousness in me at one point in time, like, went hardcore secular when I lift. Like, I felt like I needed the hardcore, right? I was like, listen, I'm talking about, I brought up all the craziness. And then it started affecting me, and I was like, okay, let me back up. But then I found what they call gritty hip hop. And and honestly, you have the vibe already, because it's really gritty. Is kind of like boom bap, like our vibe already. It's almost like the, and so I found some guys, man, and they've been really, like, I've enjoyed their music. You know, some places, you know, you can tell there's some development that needs to happen. But have you, I mean, I know you have, because I know you keep your ear to the streets, man. So what is your take on that? Because that's my new favorite to work out to. Like, in my playlist, like, you know, I got you in there, but, you know, I got a lot of those gritty boys in there, man.
Yeah,
So, man,
I think that, cause, but it's funny, because I just had this sermon last week. I preached from 1 Corinthians 10. And I think that the Christian's duty is to not consume entertainment mindlessly.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think we ought to have, like, when I say an open mind, I don't mean like as just receiving things, but just saying, right, like, hey, be aware. Like, yes, what are you hearing? You know, how would you respond to somebody said this to you into your face?
Yes.
How would
yes.
you respond if somebody invited you into this? Like that mm-hmm. type of thing. And so some folks, like, it bothers them. It's just like, yeah, nah, I don't want anything to do it. And I get that. But for me, like, it helps me. Like, I work in a whole prison. I'm surrounded by vulgarity all day.
Right.
Like, you right. know, and so it helps me to be able to know what's going through their hearts and minds, and then mm-hmm. how to bring the gospel into conflict with that. But then mm-hmm. also, man, like, I believe, you know, when I talk about, like, the earth, when we talk about the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and right. so forth, you know, like people are taking these things. That's the reason why I do, like, the Underground Railroad, where I take, like, secular instrumentals and rewrite brand new songs. You know, not, I don't do copy changes. I rewrite brand new songs just to show right. me. Because I think that as Christians, we make dope art. So I don't personally, again, if it's one thing to mindlessly consume it and let it mm-hmm. affect you and let it influence you, but it's mm-hmm. another thing to listen to it, to understand what you're listening to, and to realize, like, yo, it's almost, to me, it's almost like how football teams could study the enemy's gameplay.
Right.
You know, like you see what they're doing. It's like, man, now strategizing and so forth. There's some guys, you ever you listen to Coach Contra?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. No, that, yeah. Listen, them boys, like, I hope and pray because I hear certain stuff in their lyrics, so I'd be like, man, they know God. Like, they mm-hmm. know God exists.
Yep.
Like if I there needs to be a, like a final push or something. Like, I don't know where they are. I feel like them boys are like on the brink. But
they
but,
there,
but,
man.
But talent wise and mm-hmm. creative wise, it's like, yo, like they are putting out some good art.
Yeah.
And especially like in the culture of hip hop, where you're just like, yo, like you don't even see crews like this anymore.
No, no.
You don't like and here's the thing about their crew. I was showing some of the boys at the prison. And so I was like, man, like, here's the crazy thing. Usually, like in a crew, you got one guy who stands out, and the other guys are just whatever. They don't have a weak link at all. like they do not have a weak link at all. Now, Eric Jamal may be everybody's favorite, maybe,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because at first, but like when you go back, you listen to these other guys, it's like, yo, like none uh-huh. of them are weak, like at all, right? You know, I listen to them, and then I like the stuff that they're saying, like, yes, they say some ignorant, sinful stuff. I'm not gonna act like they don't, but sometimes on the back end, man, like they're saying some stuff where it's just like, yo, this is good, this is solid. This is a good way of processing this. This is a good way to think. So I definitely say, man, it's a good way to stay informed. It's a good way to know what it is that we're bringing the gospel into conflict with. And also, man, like just let's face it, like that those beats come with that energy, man. Like it shows you, you know, that you know that assertiveness, that I don't want to say aggression oftentimes, but indeed. You know, I mean, anybody out there listening to Beethoven trying to work out, they ain't doing it right. You know? Yeah,
right.
You know, it's funny, man. You bring up the gritty thing. I was going through like all the music on my phone, and I came across the song that I did for your competition. I'm just I was like, yeah, this is, and the video you did toward, I was like, yo, that video made the song look like that much doper. Like I was like, hey, oh. Yeah.
Listen, bro, you killed that joint. That junk was, it was legit, fam.
Yeah.
Can you hear that in the background?
I can't hear anything in the background.
Okay, good. All right. Just making sure. I'm on the clock, so I got stuff going, man. But Barlow, I'll let you get to it, big dog. I appreciate you so much, my friend.
No problem.
And make sure y'all pick up that book, man. Till next time.
Yep. Grace and peace.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.